The Infancy Narratives, Pope Benedict's latest book in his Jesus of Nazareth series, hits bookstores in 50 countries around the world on November 21st. In the US, the Pope's new book has been published by Image Books of Random House. The publishing company's senior editor, Gary Jansen, spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges about the Pope's latest book.
You know, we live in such tumultuous times. I guess history is filled with tumultuous times. We're going through a number of those right now. And what I enjoyed so much about it is that I think what everyone needs now is hope, a message of hope. And I think that's what the Pope's book is really all about. It deals with the infancy narratives. It deals with the nativity. It deals with the finding the Christ child in the temple. But really, at the heart of it is this idea of hope, of this idea of when we give our lives in service to God, great things can happen. And I think it's a message that resonates all the time, but it's one that we really need right now as well, just to hear it again, you know?
Was there any particular part of the book that struck you most, your favorite bit, the bit that resonated most with you?
Mary has a special place in my heart. So the passages that deal with Jesus' mother and that yes that she says to God and in turn says that yes to mankind, the way he explores that, I thought the depth of the thought was not only brilliant, but just accessible for the general reader. So Pope Benedict is such an intelligent writer. He just knows this information inside and out. He lives this, but he's able to put it in words that, for me, were not only intellectually stimulating, but inspiring as well.
You talked about it being accessible, and of course the Pope has a simple to read style, doesn't he? It's not too heavy and dense.
Correct. I mean, it's brilliant work. And the theology, of course, is something that I think an academic can come to it and get something out of it. But a general reader, a lay reader, even a non-Catholic can come to it. A non-Christian could come to this and really glean such messages of hope and renewal and service. And I think also at the core of this book is Mary's yes. When we can give our lives over to God and we can surrender to God, kind of put away some of the things that might separate us from other people and separate us from God. When we can do that, it's transformative. And I think the book it's small in size, but it really packs a wallop. It really packs really a solid punch.
And I imagine you're expecting it to sell very well in the U.S. Do you have any inkling how sales are going?
Yeah, the pre-sales have been strong. So we have, I think we're going to be good out the gate. We just went on sale a few hours ago. So it looks like the e-book sales have been strong from what we could see from early orders, and the pre-sales from Amazon and Barnes & Noble have been good. But we're also just really thankful for the independents and the Catholic bookstores. They've supported this book in a very big way. They're just helping in a big way to get the message out, to get the book out there, to get the book into people's hands. So we're really fortunate and thankful for that.